You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The countdown to spring training has been on for a while, but now it's really on. The trucks are heading out to their respective spring training sites, which means pitchers and catchers are going to follow not far behind. Let's talk about the Oakland Athletics with Jane Lee. I'm Allison Fetter. Jane, okay, so just a couple of small news items. First of all, Sonny Gray is going to pitch in the World Baseball Classic. So there was some speculation going on for a while, and I know Team USA was trying to recruit him, so to speak. So, you know, he's had some kind of injury issues. He missed some time last year with a forearm strain. I guess there's not really any concern with this because I guess he'll be closely monitored.
Yeah, and I mean, if there was any concern, I mean, 1% concern, I don't think that they would let him do this. The A's have always been fully supportive of anyone wanting to participate, you know, letting them go and do that. And in this case, it's no different. You know, of course, that is the main question. You know, he did have so many injuries last year, so many different little things pop up throughout the season. And, you know, you would think, well, going into spring training, wouldn't you want to just keep him close by, keep a close watch on him? But they feel that he is 100% healthy. He's been working out with a personal trainer for the first time this offseason. He's already throwing off the mound. And by the time he joins the team, I mean, he'll have already been on you know, his normal spring training schedule, you know, throwing every 5 days. And they're not going to mess with that. His schedule will remain the same. I think, you know, it goes for any pitcher participating to make sure that their schedule isn't affected. So that won't be a problem. And I think that the team's viewing this as a good thing. You know, this gets him maybe into competition mode sooner than later, you know, gets him going. I mean, Sonny is a guy that thrives on competition in that type of environment. And he loved his time with when he played with Team USA several years ago. So I think it's a good thing. And of course, if anything pops up between now and then, I'm sure they would, you know, pull the reins back and maybe nix the whole thing. But for now, he seems good to go.
So I want to look at the outfield a little bit, the outfield configuration. I think I like this outfield. You got Chris Davis, Rajay Davis, and Matt Joyce. And maybe you could kind of tell us a little bit about, like, the, you know, the fourth and fifth outfielder options. But I don't know. I mean, there's obviously a lot of experience, and it's just it's a veteran outfield. I'm not remotely suggesting that the A's are going to be these, you know, massive contenders in their division, but I do kind of like how this is configured. Matt Joyce especially gives them like a left-handed hitting option. So what do you think of the outfield overall?
I think they did a good job of shoring it up. It was definitely, I think, a concern last year. And I know going into the offseason, I mean, I don't think it was any secret that they needed a center fielder. They had several guys on their radar, really wanted someone who could fill a bunch of holes, not just play center field, but maybe bring some speed, hit at the top of the order. And Rajay, of course, can do all those things. And he's a guy that's familiar with the A's. They're familiar with him, him having played for them before. And, you know, you get a guy coming off a World Series appearance. I mean, that's never a bad thing. And especially the role that Rajay played, you know, talking to guys, some of his new teammates at FanFest this last weekend. I mean, you can't talk about Rajay without, you know, mention of that Game 7 home run. So I think that, you know, he brings experience. There's obviously experience next to him on both sides. Chris Davis being back, and then Matt Joyce, you know, they really are excited about this addition. They do see him probably in a platoon role, and at this point there's kind of, you know, a question of who will join him in that platoon. And they do have several options, namely Mark Canha. They also have Jake Smolinski returning. So I do see the outfield being better, mostly just because of who's manning in center, just with Rajay coming.
Yeah, so the A's just had their fan fest, and that actually got a lot of attention. Good location. There seemed to be a lot of interest there. And I do like, I mean, this is the time of year. Everybody's very optimistic. even it doesn't matter how good or bad your team is supposed to be. Players tend to be very optimistic going to spring training, first couple weeks of spring training. You look at the cast of characters and you're like, this might not be such a bad team. And I really really like Stephen Vogt, his comments. He's all fired up. He's obviously a team leader, but he feels pretty good about where this team is going into the season. So I guess it's nice for A's fans to hear that from one of the guys who is in the know.
It is. And I think, Vogt is, he's also realistic. I think everyone around him is very realistic. But I think that they're excited just about the team and just about having fun again. I think a few players mentioned this past weekend that they weren't having fun last year. And during the course of a 162-game season, if you're not having fun, while playing, and, obviously wins help that cause, but and they weren't getting too many of those. But I think this was a team that was just kind of down, and not only because of the losses, but because of maybe some of the things going on inside the clubhouse. And I think that they've weeded out some of those bad seeds, and they've brought in guys that they're familiar with. They have three guys – new guys, but guys that have already been with the A's before, not just Rajay, but they have Adam Rosales coming back. They have Santiago Casilla coming back. So kind of a rare deal where you have multiple guys that have already been employed by the team that are returning again. And it's no coincidence. they saw these type of guys for a reason, recognizing that maybe, I shouldn't say maybe, but most likely this won't be a season in which they'll be contending just yet. So in the meantime, you want to fill the clubhouse with guys that can make a difference on and off the field, helping these young guys, nurturing them along, helping them develop. So I think there is excitement just, based on the fact that these guys can look around the room and be excited about who, they're about to begin this journey with. And looking at the division especially, it's maybe the toughest division in baseball. It's already an uphill climb, looking around and then, also looking within and maybe recognizing that they're probably not there yet as far as, contending, but they do feel like, they can compete every day, especially with the pitching staff that they have. And I think that they're looking to surprise, not in a way to where, win the World Series surprise. That would, of course, be the most ideal thing, but probably not realistic. But surprise, and just kind of sticking in there inching back toward 500 and maybe making things tough on some of their division opponents along the way.
Okay. Well, they're always an interesting team to watch, so we will do just that. Jane, thank you so much for your time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.